Thank you very much, Angela, for outlining your aims and ambitions with us, which we very much share. And you will see that reflected in our workshops and talks later on today as well. Thank you also for staying on to listen to this bit, because that's not always the case at these conferences, that the cabinet secretaries stay after their speeches. Thank you for that. So thank you all also for being here today, because I know that some of you have traveled from far afield. I also know that this conference has been oversubscribed, which means there is a real interest in this topic and a real commitment from all involved. So why are we here today? Well, it's important to acknowledge and to take stock of the concerted efforts that are made by everyone involved to focus on the deep connection between professional learning and teaching. But it's also an opportunity to make links to the other important areas of work. Without high-quality teachers who lead learning in our schools, the sector's aspirations of raised attainment and positive outcomes for all children and young people would not be possible. It also allows us to look closely at teacher education in Scotland in May 2015, now, because it's now almost 4.5 years since Teaching Scotland's Future was published. 4.5 years. So we should be asking ourselves what has changed, what is working, and what more needs to be done. The National Implementation Board that I chair has been running since November 2012, and I remember we were supposed to meet just for 1 year. We have met 15 times, and the board is now rightly asking itself whether it should continue to meet. For me, it has been an absolute privilege to be involved in this work. My own reflections are the following. Well, clearly, Teaching Scotland's Future is a great example of positive partnership working. The organisation involved do want to work together in a partnership to improve teacher education in Scotland. And we have had buy-in from a range of partners, including trade unions, government, General Teaching Council for Scotland, universities and local authorities, and that has been significant. And I hope that you recognize this in your own work and in the workshops that you will be attending today. So, teaching in Scotland, is it a strengthened profession? If we are ending what we might describe as an implementation phase of Teaching Scotland's Future, it's appropriate to ask whether Graham Donaldson report and all the work and investment that followed has where it has placed teaching in Scotland. Well, I would say that I think a great deal of progress has been made since Teaching Scotland's Future was published. I will not be able to capture all that has happened, but it's worth noting just a few of the outcomes. Local authorities and universities are working in partnership to offer an improved learning experience for teachers. The undergraduate teaching courses have all been redesigned. The General Teaching Council for Scotland has successfully brought forward professional update, and I know the quality of professional learning is increasing. As part of this, more teachers are now learning at SCQF level 11. And as Angela said, the Scottish College for Educational Leadership has been established, and it is supporting new qualifications for headship. And we also know that newly qualified teachers are making a huge contribution to the life of school communities they work in and are more confident in their ability to teach. But while the sector continues to work to embed the key themes of Teaching Scotland's Future, it is appropriate now to evaluate our work. So we are entering our period where we start to better understand the real impact of change. There is a forthcoming evaluation of Teaching Scotland's Future, and we obviously hope to signal that it has helped to strengthen teaching in Scotland. We know the OECD will visit Scotland in June, principally obviously consider the curriculum for excellence, but no doubt it will have thoughts about the quality of the teaching profession itself. And I know that OECD, for example, having an appointment with the Goodison Group for Scotland, on which I sit as well, and I know that Teaching Scotland's Future is on the agenda as well. Later this summer, Education Scotland will publish results from the first phase of the Aspect Review into the new partnership between local authorities and universities. So these studies will hopefully point to positive change, but will no doubt suggest also the need to further refine our work. So what are the ongoing challenges in terms of mainstreaming our core Teaching Scotland Futures ideas? Well, first, perhaps just the flavour of the progress that's been made. So in some respects, it is always easy to change the structures, and we have done that. And of course, it's never going to be possible just to implement Teaching Scotland's Future. So what we are engaged in is a long-term programme to change the culture of a large professional grouping, and that will not happen overnight. And I acknowledge that reducing resources at a local level can slow change. But as you've heard from Angela Constance, there remains a strong political wind supporting teacher education. The quality of teaching is essential to the vision of Scottish education that she has set out this morning. Also, a final observation from myself would be that at times, the school pupil, who is really the ultimate recipient or customer of an education service, can seem very removed from my work as a chair of the National Implementation Board. In attending your workshops today and in considering the next steps of your organisations, I would ask you to think about what would work best not just for educators but for the children and young people who will benefit from highly skilled teachers. The work we are engaged in is important as it will impact directly on the outcome for children and young people. And creating the conditions for effective learning is our responsibility, and it will no doubt be the main feature of many of our conversations today. However, we must remind ourselves all the time to focus on the ultimate goal of education, which is to improve the lives of learners in our schools. So please enjoy the rest of the day. Take part in the workshops, listen carefully to the, I'm sure, excellent presentations later on today. Enjoy the day. Thank you.